Sally sells seashells by the seashore. Sally sells seashells by the seashore. We started recording, and as soon as we started recording, my voice just went to shit. We're utilizing a different microphone than the one I normally use because I'm gearing up to do some additional new audio stuff with the podcast, try out some new things. So this is a different microphone, and it appears to be a lot more sensitive than the previous one. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, and motherfucking moan like a little girl. Oh, you can shove your opinion up your ass. That way Obama's cock has something to keep it company. And don't forget the ever-present, the most likely third possibility. What is it? You know what it is. You are wrong, and I am right. It is I have returned. The great one himself is here, founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. Here is some CLSology for you. And this is the Stating the Obvious podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile of my intellect that homes in on and destroys stupid motherfuckers all around the world. Oh yeah, doesn't matter how far away a motherfucking statist is, because thanks to the magic of the interwebs, I can get you wherever the fuck you're at. I can hurt your little fucking feelings by talking about how statism is a bunch of goddamn bullshit and how you're a cocksuckering, murdering piece of shit. Yes. Welcome. It's been something in the neighborhood of 2 months since I've done an episode of Stating the Obvious. I've still been putting out the podcast. Well, I did take a brief hiatus there from the podcast. I put out some repeat episodes. My blast from the past back in, what was it, 2005? Some of the very first podcast I ever did. My 6-hour destruction of utilitarianism and my some odd hour destruction of the concepts of monogamy and marriage as we see it in society today. I had gone back and briefly listened to parts of both of those podcasts, but I didn't listen to the whole thing. And I have to say that even 9 years ago, I was a fucking genius. God damn it, I was good. I still am good. I'm even better now. That's the amazing part, is that as good as I was, I'm even better. Yeah, motherfucker. You know what I found out? I love... Oh my God. It's... other people, it's just... the shit people say. And to them, it's so normal. This is what kills me, is I don't understand. Well, I don't understand how, for all these years... Randy, can they hear me brushing my hair on the microphone? This microphone is really fucking sensitive. I am way back here. I am fucking... No, I'm not fucking right now. I wish I was fucking right now. If the CSU women's volleyball team was here, I would love to be fucking them right now. God damn it, that'd be great. Normally, I'm in here on the microphone. Look at that. Look at that. I am way the fuck back here. I am 2 feet, almost 3 feet from the microphone. Look at that. Beautiful waveform coming in. This is great. I think we are using this microphone from here on out. Has nothing to do with what I'm supposed to be talking about. I'm just babbling on about the microphone. Speaking of things I'm babbling about, Baby Metal, the band from Japan. Go to YouTube search for Baby Metal Chocolate. I listened to that song. I watched that video like 15 fucking times a day. since I discovered this band. I am just like, I watch it and it's like, oh my God, I can't look away from this. It is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. I cannot look away from it. I'm telling you, it's that good. Go find Baby Metal on YouTube and watch it. Oh, all right. Idiots. So I'm in a room with a bunch of women, which is always a bad idea because they're so fucking dumb. And guess what I found out? Now, I don't know if it's everywhere, if it's just here in Colorado. I have no idea. By the way, speaking of what I'm about to speak about, the other day I had a rental car. And here in Colorado, I was driving this rental car around. And I thought, this rental car has California license plates on it. I wonder if that means I can park in the handicap zones. We're in this meeting. I'm in this room with a bunch of women. Come to discover. Come, get it? Ha! Yeah, good Beavis, yeah. Come to discover. People can get handicap placards for their cars. Not just for having California license plates in Colorado, which you should. You can get. When I lived in New Mexico, we always used to joke that if you came to New Mexico with a Colorado plate, you could park in the handicap zones. The same joke probably exists in other places. I know in Texas, if you have Arkansas plates, you can park in the handicap zone while you're having sex with your younger sister. Anyway, come to find out, you can get a handicap placard for your car for being short. Yes, my friends, short. 5'1". If you are 5'1" tall in the state of Colorado, apparently you can get a handicap tag. Is there anything, here's my question, is there anything other than being a stay-at-home mother who homeschools her children and actually knows who the children's biological father is, or a heterosexual white man who works for a living, is there any fucking group of people on the planet Earth other than those two that aren't handicapped? I'm having a beer while I do this, so just hang in there. Today is July the 3rd, tomorrow's July the 4th, the day we celebrate our independence from the British and our dependence and slavery to the federal government of the United States. Also, marijuana update, because I know this is the thing now. If you're from Colorado, everybody says, oh, weed is legal there. That's like the first thing. When people find out you're from Colorado, the first thing they want to know about is the marijuana. That's like number fucking one. It's like, dude, you know, there are more important things in the state of Colorado and the city of Fort Collins than legal marijuana, such as, for example, the CSU women's volleyball team. That's a lot more important than almost anything. Except, of course, for my cock. My cock is the most important thing. CSU women's volleyball team would be number two. Getting the CSU women's volleyball team to have sex with me would be number three. And, of course, anarcho-capitalism comes in at number four. Right after that, I would place South Park. And then after that, I'm going to say microbreweries. But anyway, that has nothing to do with marijuana. Marijuana. Oh my God, marijuana. There is a dispensary now here in Fort Collins. It's in the downtown area. And it's great because you can stand near there and watch everybody walking in the direction of the dispensary. And I've created a new game that I play. It's called Straight or Stoner. And so you sit out there on the patio of the Lyric Cinema Cafe, which is right down this, which is right down the block from their dispensary. And you have a beer, and you support Lyric Cinema Cafe by buying a beer there. And you watch people go by, and you make a bet with your friends about, are those people going to the dispensary, or are they not going to the dispensary, thus straight or stoner. So far, I'm doing pretty fucking good. I got there the other day. I was in the vicinity, and there were two men sitting in the parking lots there on the street in the diagonal parking, sitting in black pickup trucks. So two black pickup trucks. Each black pickup truck has a guy sitting behind the steering wheel, just sitting there. At approximately 9:58 and a half, both men, almost simultaneously, get out of their pickup trucks. Both of them are middle-aged, both of them are pudgy, both of them are balding, and both of them walk towards the dispensary. And I turned to the guy beside me and I said, I'm going to make a wild guess that dispensary must open at 10 a.m. Sure enough, they do. So yes, for those of you out there in the rest of the world that isn't high yet, you can come to Fort Collins, Colorado, go right there in downtown area, and buy your weed. I'm still not sure how this is all working out with banks not wanting to deal with the dispensaries, because of course the federal government still considers this all drug trafficking, yada yada yada. I'd heard some rumors that some changes that would allow dispensaries to work with banks might be coming, but it's just rumors. I don't have any evidence, so I don't want to talk about stuff because I have no clue what I'm talking about because I haven't had a chance to investigate it yet, and may or may not investigate it. Meanwhile, nice. I'm dropping stuff. Don't pay no attention to me. Pay no attention to the man behind the camera, microphone, curtain, whatever it is. Randy, why is this? Why is the keyboard here? Oh, thank you. Hi, everybody. I'm the Great One himself. This is Stating the Obvious podcast from the Cynical Libertarian Society. In the control room over there is the lovely and adorable Randy, and you can find us on the interwebs at cynlibsoc.com. If you want to send us love mail, hate mail, or naked pictures, especially if you are the CSU women's volleyball team. If you would like to send me naked pictures, please contact me immediately at God, that's dog spelled backwards, God at cynlibsoc.com. The music for Stating the Obvious, Stating the Obvious, duh. I have no clue what the fuck I'm doing. The music for Stating the Obvious is You Know I'm Right by David Gilmour. It's off his 1984 album About Face. It's a great album. Suggest you check it out. His other albums, he has three solo albums total. They're all very different from each other, and they're all fucking brilliant. I can suggest that you purchase and listen to all of them, especially since he is a multi-billionaire who is also a left-wing socialist and hates rich people, but then we understand how this whole self-hatred thing works, don't we? Speaking of how things work, we're working on the pile on my floor. Yep, it's still there. It's been months. The pile is still there. I'm going through it slowly but surely. Here's something interesting. This is from my hometown newspaper back in the small town in Texas where I grew up. Listen to this. This is fantastic. Colorado County Commissioners, meeting Monday, February 3rd, approved a special taxing zone to enable the county to apply for a $370,206 grant from the state for road improvements. Okay, they just created a special taxing zone. That's the first paragraph. Second paragraph has some stuff. The third paragraph says, the action does not raise taxes in the reinvestment zone or create any new tax. This is the beauty of government. Only with the state can you come out and say, hey, we're creating a new taxing zone. But there won't be any new taxes. No. No, of course not. No. No, of course there won't be any new taxes. Why, that's crazy talk. See, we're building this concentration camp, but we're not actually going to gas any Jews in it. No, no, we're just building a concentration camp. We're just borrowing a bunch of money to pay off welfare recipients. We're not actually going to have to pay interest on that money. We're building some new prisons, but we're not actually going to put anybody in the prisons. The federal government is buying large amounts of ammunition and stockpiling them. But we're not actually going to shoot anybody with it. Right? We've created a special taxing zone. But there aren't going to be any taxes. No. No, of course not. Read my lips. No new taxes. Speaking of Texas, here's some interesting stuff. This is from the last ballot that happened. This newspaper is from February 27th. This is the sample ballot in the newspaper. I love the things that people, the slaves, vote on in this country. So here's some of the things that, if you're a slave in Texas, you got to vote on this. You got to do some democracy. Here it is. Listen to this. The no lawmaker exemptions. All elected officials and their staff should be subject to the same laws, rules, regulations, and ordinances as their constituents. Look at that, it picked up that cough as far away from the mic as I was. That is impressive. I love this microphone. They actually, in Texas, have to vote on a law that specifically says people in the government are subject to the same laws as people not in the government. And yet I have status telling me all the time, well, the law applies to everybody. Well, if the law applies to everybody, why do we need a no lawmaker exemption that says all elected officials and their staff should be subjected to the same laws, rules, regulations, and ordinances as their constituents? The reason is because you are slaves. Just as Nietzsche pointed out, morality is for the slaves, not for the masters. Under the state, the laws are for the slaves. They're not for the masters. All these laws, like Obamacare, nobody in the government has Obamacare because Obamacare isn't for the masters. It's for the slaves. Here's another good one. A living wage for all Texans. Congress should pass legislation raising the federal minimum wage to at least 110% of the federal poverty level for a family of four without exception. This is a party referendum. Because I was looking at this and I was contemplating, how can you vote in a Texas election to force the federal government to do anything? I mean, regardless of what it is, I wasn't really sure how that worked. So this is the party referendum. This is what the Democrats, this has got to be Democrat, I mean, wait. Yes, Democrat Party primary election. Gosh, how did I know this was a Democrat talking point? Congress should pass legislation raising the federal minimum wage to at least 110% of the federal poverty level for a family of four without exception. So what if you don't have a family of four? Oh, that's right, you don't matter. Because you're not making little welfare babies who are going to grow up to vote Democrat. And of course, there shouldn't be a minimum wage. Anarcho-capitalism 101. People should actually fucking just get paid what they're worth, what they can earn. Most of you out there are not worth what you're earning if you're making minimum wage. This is an interesting thing. Anybody who's make anybody, like virtually, I'm sorry to fucking hurt your feelings. Actually, I'm not. I love it. But it feels good to say I'm sorry because this is so touchy feeling. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I'm hurting your feelings. I just want to hold you and just comfort you and make you feel better. If you're making minimum wage, then you're not worth that much money. If you're actually creating, I do not make minimum wage at any job I have for other people. I'm an independent contractor. I'm like a technically what's called a typically employed person, I suppose, in the sense that they take taxes out of my income and stuff. And then of course I do freelance stuff as well. So I'm independent contractor, tax slave, and freelancer. At no job I do, in no function that I perform for other people, do I make minimum wage. If you are making minimum wage, that means the person who's paying you would love to be paying you less because you're not worth that. And people who are not worth minimum wage should not be making minimum wage. Now, of course, many of you out there who are stupid would argue that this means all the poor people would die and starve in the streets and all this other shit, which is interesting because we have this entire giant welfare complex which keeps these poor people alive, so they're not going to die. But of course, there's the usual, well, the government, who would build the roads and who would feed the poor people and who would fucking grow the trees and all this other shit. In an anarcho-capitalist world where there is no minimum wage and people were actually paid what they were worth. So people earned what they were worth. In that world, people would be paid a lot less, but things would also cost a lot less because there would not be all of the enormous overhead that comes with regulation and regulations and ADA compliance, Americans Disabilities Act, yeah, ADA compliance, and just all the bullshit. So yes, a large number of people would be paid less money, but things would also cost a hell of a lot less. Here's another thing that's on this Democrat ballot. And all these you can vote for or against them. The on non-discrimination legislation. The Congress and the Texas legislature should adopt legislation that expands protection against discriminations in employment, housing, and public accommodations based upon sexual orientation and gender identity. Oh, this whole gender identity thing. I got some shit to say about gender identity. Let me tell you what. And keep in mind, anytime somebody says there ought to be a law, what they mean is people should be killed. Okay, when you say there should be a law against discriminating against somebody because of their gender identity, first of all, you have to have a reliable way of determining that person X has discriminated against person Y because of their gender identity. I will never forget, this is one of these things that burned into my brain, many years ago, before I was an anarcho-capitalist, I heard of this case in Wisconsin, the People's Republic of Wisconsin, where two women were looking for a third woman to live with them as a roommate. And they talked to one particular woman, and this particular woman, somehow or another, during the process, the other two women found out that the woman number three they were interviewing was homosexual. And they did not want to have a homosexual woman living with them. So they chose not to have this woman live in their home with them. Well, of course, this fucking feminazi cunt went to the government and complained, and the government forced these two women to let this woman live with her, and forced these two women to go to some kind of diversity sensitivity training. And I know those of you out there who are statist and have gender identity problems and all that sort of thing, you think this is just the most wonderful thing you've ever heard in your life. You think this is just fantastic that those women, those two evil, bigoted women, they were re-educated with the correct worldview. And then when I say to you, this is mind control, you no, of course it's not. Why, we live in the land of the free. Why, women have a choice. Of course, women don't have a choice about who lives with them. They're not free to choose who their roommate will be. And if the thoughts they have about other people are not the thoughts which are acceptable to other people, the government will intervene and force those women to change their thoughts and to change their behavior. And if those women choose, with their choice, right, their freedom, it's their body, it's their choice, if those women choose with their bodies not to have a homosexual woman living with them, the government will show up with guns and force those women to allow the homosexual woman to live with them, because those women are free and they have choice and they own their own bodies. As long, of course, as they have the thoughts that the state is willing to allow them to have. But they're not slaves. Oh no, they're free people. When the government can tell you not just tell you who's allowed, but to force serum to People's Republic of Fort Collins. We have a law. We have a fucking law for everything in this fucking city. We have a law that says you can't have more than 3 unrelated people living in a house together. So if you have 4 college students not related to each other living in a house together, that is illegal. But you're free. It's your body. It's your choice. You are free. This is a democracy. Why, we have freedom. You own your own body. As long as you don't live in a house with 3 other people that you're not related to. In which case, the government will show up with guns. Just never ceases to amaze me how you people can walk through the fucking world and think you're not slaves. I mean, truly, for those of you listening to this who are statist, how, this is, God, fucking hell, how can you not see that you are, how much fucking alcohol do you have to drink, I say as I have an open beer over here. How much television do you have to watch? How much fucking Obama speeches do you have to listen to? How much college do you have to go to? How much fucking CNN and MSNBC do you have to watch in order to be so fucking naive to the reality around you that you are a fucking slave? When the government can tell you you cannot live with 3 other people that aren't related to you, or when the government can tell you that you must allow this person to live in your home with you, how in fuck's name can you fucking stupid shits go through your miserable little fucking worthless lives believing that you're free? And this is why you're not worth minimum wage. I mean, you lack even the most basic critical thinking skills. The government can tell me how many people I'm allowed to live with. I see no problem with that and the concept that I'm a free person. I don't understand why my employer won't pay me more than minimum wage. I'm so intelligent. I have 7 years of college. I have a degree in hyphenated studies and English literature. I don't understand why I can't get paid more. This whole gender identity thing. I've often said, and will say again in the future, and will say again right now, one of the reasons why parents, like one of the groups that you can offend, parents, like just pointing out to them bad parenting, parents just fucking foam at the mouth and go insane. Because people who have children are just so fucking proud of the fact that they have children. It's like you've done this great accomplishment, right? You've laid on your back. I was going to say, I've said this before. You've heard this before if you've listened to the podcast for more than a year. You laid on your back for 7 seconds while a guy pumped you. He squirted some cum inside of you. The fucking sperm fertilized an egg. You walked around for 9 months eating pickles and ice cream, and you spit out a puppy. Whoop-de-fucking-do. You've done something that every other animal and plant on the planet Earth, from motherfucking one-celled organisms up to elephants and giraffes, you have accomplished something that every other fucking living organism in the entire goddamned history of the planet Earth, including the dinosaurs, you know, the trilobites, fucking everything, not only here, but every living organism through the entire cosmos, on other fucking planets, in other galaxies, in other fucking dimensions of the multiverse, every fucking living organism out there has reproduced. All you have done is something that every fucking living biological organism throughout the entire history of the cosmos has done. And oh, you are so fucking proud of yourself because you spit out a fucking puppy. You parents just think you're the most wonderful thing on the planet because you made a child, and now you should get those fucking income tax deductions, and you should get your fucking WIC, and you should get your welfare, and people should let you, like at Whole Foods where they have the special parking places close to the door for parents with children. One of my former girlfriends, there were times I wanted to kill her, but God, we were so... You know, it's one of those things that some people, it's like there's things where you just don't mesh. Like, she's the one who found out when I wasn't going to vote for Obama. When she finally figured out I was serious, like, no, I'm really not voting for Obama. I'm serious about that. I think that's one of the reasons she broke up with me. But on so many other things, we meshed so well. She was the one who first referred to children as spawn, which is what I call them now often also. And they are spawn. They're also, of course, a sexually transmitted disease. But she'd always go to Whole Foods, and she'd park in the parking spaces that's marked for parents with children. And she's like, fuck that. Why should parents with children get some kind of special fucking privileges? Well, who are they? What are they doing? You know, I'm like, yes, this is why I love you. So those of you with children, you know, you act like you've done something that just nobody else has ever done before. You spread your fucking legs, you took a cock in your cunt, you got fertilized, you spit out a puppy. Oh, whoop-de-fucking-do. Whoop-de-fucking-do. Whoop-de-fucking-doo-doo. Nobody's ever done that before. You know, like Martin Luther King, man, fuck him. He didn't have a baby. Leonardo da Vinci didn't have a baby. Fuck him. Gandhi, he didn't make a baby. Fuck him. You know, all, man, they didn't do. Ludwig von Mises, nope, didn't make a baby. You know, Ben Stone didn't make a baby. His wife did, made a couple of them. Michael W. Dean didn't make a baby. You know, they've done nothing. But, oh, you. You are the fucking center of the cosmos. You're such a great person. You've contributed so much to the world because you made a fucking baby. And oh, you should just be congratulated and praised and worshipped and get all kinds of fucking wealth transferred to you by the federal government from white men who are heterosexual and work for a living, you know, and just, oh, you're so wonderful. And I believe the reason why the parents, and not all parents have this attitude problem, but most of them do. Okay, my experience, most of the people I know, that means 90% of the parents I know have this fucking attitude problem. They have this whole sense of entitlement that, oh, I made a baby, I'm entitled to shit now. I'm entitled to other people's money. I'm entitled to, you know, sending my kids to public education and having it paid for by other people. I'm entitled to daycare paid for by other people. I'm entitled to fucking food stamps and WIC and all this other shit paid for by other people. This whole entitlement thing. And this whole attitude of righteousness and holier than thou. You know, I have children. I'm a parent, whatever. Shut the fuck up, whore. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. If you're a stay-at-home parent, you homeschool your children, you spend time with your kids, you don't pawn them off on fucking daycare, you don't send them to public school, we can talk. Then we can talk about you having something to be proud of. But if you're the typical fucking parent that sees your child for 3 hours a day, fuck you. Fuck you. I believe the reason these people, and I use the term people loosely, are so proud of the fact that they've reproduced is because they inherently understand that this is essentially the only thing they're capable of doing. It's a simple biological function that anybody can do, but this is all they're capable of. These people will never be Leonardo da Vinci. These people will never be Martin Luther King Jr. These people will never be Gandhi. These people will never be Harriet Tubman. These people will never be Michael W. Dean. These people will never be Ben Stone. These people will never be Stefan Molyneux. These people will never be me. This is the greatest achievement of their life, is reproducing. And again, it's not like they reproduce and then perform the functions of a stay-at-home mother or a stay-at-home father who homeschools their child and spends all the time with the child, teaching the child, interacting with the child, talking to the child. These are people, they spit out the puppy, and as soon as they can, they, boom, drop kick the motherfucker into daycare. The minute they can, they drop kick the fucking thing into public school. As I have said, and as you will hear me say many, many, many more times in the future, every rapist had a mother who failed at parenting. Every psycho killer had a mother who failed at parenting. Every mass shooter had a mother who failed at parenting. And these people, these failed parents, they are failures. They are failures in life overall, as a whole. They have nothing to contribute to the universe. And that's why I believe they're so enamored with the fact that, oh, I have children. Because that's the only thing they can accomplish. And having children is something anyone can accomplish. Anyone. Any motherfucker out there, and I know there's people there who are infertile and you're being insensitive to them. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. As I have predicted in a previous edition of Stating the Obvious, sometime in the future, women, specifically not men, because fuck men, right? Men don't count. Men are non-existent to the state, because men serve the purpose of the state, but only as cannon fodder. The real heart of the state is women. Because women control children, women control reproduction, and because men want to have sex with women, men will go wherever women lead. Again, the example I always use of the Republican who starts dating a girl who's a Democrat, pretty soon he's voting Democrat because he's getting pussy for the first time in his life. All right, so women are the true heart of the state. Women are what the government appeals to. When you look at anything the government does, Obama, Congress, whatever, Supreme Court, when you look at, you can trace all of this back to appeasing women. Women are what keep the state going. The day women dissent from the state, the day that women say, we're not interested in statism anymore, that is when statism will collapse. Unfortunately, women are inherently, genetically wired for statism. I've talked about this before, with their obsession with conformity, with community, and their need for constant validation and attention. So women will never reject the state, because the state is, in a sense, an extension of the female way of thinking. Come back. We're on a long fucking tangent here. Yeah, I've made a lot of progress on that pile, right? That's great. We're on a long tangent here. Okay, hang with me, because I'm bringing all this home right now. We're going to try to do it. And in case you've lost track, we're getting back to gender identity. Right? It was the gender identity bill. You can't discriminate against gender identity. That's where we're going back to. Trust me on this. I've done this before. I am a fucking professional. Worthless people, people who will never amount to anything in their lives, who will never create substantial value for other humans, who will always be minimum wage jobs, who have never done anything, never achieved anything, they've never written a book, they've never created art, they've never engineered anything, they've never made a scientific discovery, they've never made a podcast, they've never done anything. But the one thing they can do is make a baby, because any biological organism alive can reproduce, except those that have reproductive. Reproductive assistance will become a quote-unquote right for women sometime in the future, and heterosexual white men who work for a living, and women who stay at home and take care of their children and actually know who the biological father of their children is and are in fact even married to him, you know, those two groups of people will end up paying for the reproductive assistance needed for all of these 47-year-old women who spent their entire life banging random men, and now that they're 47 and they found some beta male who's willing to marry them, they want to have babies to fulfill their biological clock, but of course they can't because they're old and their fucking pussy is worn out. So anyway, that's going to happen. All right, now, people have children and then make such a big deal out of having children because that's the only thing they can do. Outside of that, they are completely fucking worthless. They're just worthless. They are waste of protoplasm. They're simply needlessly metabolizing oxygen into carbon dioxide and wasting food that could be given to people that will actually create things and produce things. And that's why they're so obsessed with the spawn that is coming out of their vagina. Because that is the greatest accomplishment they will ever have, because they have no fucking value to the cosmos, to their community, or even to themselves. Now, what the fuck does this have to do with gender identity? I know what you're saying. You're saying, great one. What the fuck does that have to do with gender identity? I've been thinking about this, and here's why I think there's this giant emphasis on gender identity. There's all these new things. If you're not up on this shit, there's like, well, I'm pansexual. What the fuck? fuck does that mean? Look, here, look, let's go through this. Here are the possibilities. Number one, you have a cock. Number two, you have a cunt. Number three, you have a cock and a cunt. Number four, you do not have a cock or a cunt. Those are the possibilities. Okay. If you like having sex only with people that have the opposite sex organ, you're heterosexual. If you like having sex only with people that have the same sex organ, you're homosexual. If you like having sex with people regardless of which sex organ they have or don't have, or if they have both, then you're bisexual. There's only three fucking options here. And all, I'm transgendered. Well, I'm pansexual. There's other ones too that I can't even remember right now that I don't care about. It's just like, what in the fuck is wrong with you people? So I'm looking at this and I'm going, what the fuck is wrong with these people? Here's what I think. And then what really fascinates me is how many of these people who, and I love, I've talked about this before too, would be like, well, I identify as pansexual. Oh, you identify. Wow, that doesn't sound to use a phrase that, or rather a word, that's in heavy use today, creepy. I'm doing little air quotes around that. You know, kind of like in Nazi Germany, the Jews were forced to identify by wearing a Star of David. You know, or the fags were forced to identify, or the gypsies were forced to identify, or in America, how the Japanese were forced to identify so that, you know, all these people could be put into the concentration camps. I love when fucking left-wing statists who believe that they're not slaves and believe they're free and all this other shit. I identify. You know what I identify as? I identify as somebody who thinks that people who say I identify are people who should be fucking punched in the face with a fucking baseball bat. Yeah, I know. Non-aggression principle. Fuck you. Fuck you. There are days. When I have zero fucking tolerance for the non-aggression principle. When some cocksucker comes up to me and says, I'm going to get a handicap sticker because I'm short. It's like, oh, if I had a fucking baseball bat right now, I'd just take your fucking head off. You goddamn fucking parasite. You're a fucking parasite. Shut the fuck up. So these stupid people, they identify. And when you say, I identify as pansexual, you're saying that your sexuality is the most important part of your life? I mean, I'm a white, heterosexual man who works for a living, and that's important, but, you know, I can go through portions of my life without having to take the fact that I like to fuck girls and make that the central aspect of who I am and try to shove it down everybody's throat. Of course, I can do that because I'm not a fucking loser. And that's what we're coming to. Hang in there. Hang in there. All of this pansexual shit and people who don't like pronouns? Like he, she, his, hers. I got to get concrete examples of this because it's so funny. But I've seen like this one chick who's like, I'm not a she, I'm a fae. I was like, what the fuck? Fuck are you talking? You're not a fucking fae. You're a dumb fucking statist bimbo, but you're not a fucking fae. You're a she. She walked across the room. I'm not going to say fae walked across the room so as to celebrate your pansexuality because that's how you identify. And the people who do this shit, they're like 14 years old and why? Why has sexual identity become so important to the medicated generation? Because if you look at the people who put this emphasis on sexual identity, it is primarily the medicated generation. you're new to the podcast, Medicated Generation is people under the age of 30. I call them medicated because truly, like 50% of the people I know under the age of 30 are on medication for their personalities because they have ADHD or ADD or they're fucking depressed or something. They have some kind of fucking personality problem and they need to be on medication. Of course, the real reason for all this is, of course, the pharmaceutical corporations are making a killing. But, of course, these stupid motherfuckers hate corporations. But, oh, they're on the fucking medication that keeps corporations going. And they pop those pills every fucking day. That's why they're the medicated generation. All right? So all these people are into this sexual identity thing. They're almost exclusively medicated generation. I've not yet run into a 55-year-old person who's like, well, I identify as pansexual. Okay, it's all the kids. And I believe that means it must be true. Now, I believe, because I've actually fucking thought about this, I just don't believe whatever I see on MSNBC or Fox News. I believe the reason for this is because, and this goes back to the whole thing I talked about with parents, these people look at their lives and they know they're worthless. I mean, these people know for a fact. You can pretend you don't have self-knowledge, but you do. Everybody has, and I don't think most people have complete self-knowledge because that's hard to come by, but all of us, we have an element of self-knowledge, okay? These people, when you see somebody who identifies as pansexual or trisexual or transgendered or polyamorous or what the fuck ever, and they refer to themselves as fae instead of she, and also, when you see these are people who they understand they have enough self-knowledge to know that they will never amount to anything. They will never create value in the world. They will never change the world. They will never help other people. They will never, you know, free the slaves. They will never cure cancer. They will never refuse to sit at the back of the bus. They will never do anything of value for another person. They will never create great art. They will never write a book. They will never climb Mount Everest. And so they fall back to the one thing they have, the very one thing they have in their possession, which is their sex organs. Because everybody, I know there are people who don't have sex organs. Shut the fuck up. Everybody has sex organs. One, the other, maybe both. But it's something everyone has. And when you will never be of any value to another human, you cling to anything you can cling to in order to give yourself a sense of value. And that's where all this motherfucking gender identity shit stems from. It's just pathetic, worthless, desperate people who shouldn't be alive, trying to cling to some kind of need to have value.